The U.S. Senate is set to debate a bill to expand stem cell research. Governor Jim Doyle, a longtime backer of the research that shows promise to cure diseases, was in West Salem to make his case for availability of expanded stem cell lines and federal funding. Doyle visited with the Sam and Marcy Peterson family. Their 5-year-old son, Adam, has juvenile diabetes. Sam Peterson says care for Adam is difficult, but the biggest issue is the damage the disease does to the child's body.
Without, you know, they have the technology of the pump and all that stuff, but it's all still, you know, human run, and we're all human. We all make mistakes, and it makes you feel really lousy when he has a bad blood sugar because you think you're responsible for it.
Meanwhile, President Bush says federal funding for research should not be expanded and should be limited to cell lines already in use. But Governor Doyle says it's ridiculous to throw away unused embryos left over from fertilization clinics when they could be used for research.
The family donates it. It would otherwise be destroyed. Now, under what possible logic, when the family says this is what we want and we want this to be used for medical research, under what possible logic is it okay to throw it away?
Doyle says research being done at the University of Wisconsin in Madison would benefit by passage of the Senate bill. He says federal funding would provide more money than private funding can raise for research. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.